The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 22nd of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, health care starts here. And Nathan's at the helm. Good morning. And Liam's right behind him.
I think that's wonderful.
This is a tandem effort.
We've got the best producers that really like to stand in it. And I really like that. I respect that. Just FYI.
I stand in it sometimes.
Yes, you do. You make it, then you have to stand in it. That's so there right. You go.
When I woke up this morning to you tapping me on the shoulder,
uh-huh.
I was standing in it, and I was still laying down.
All right, we'll leave it right there. All right, let's go into the weather here. Today will be 102 with our overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow calls for 107. Saturday night, overnight lows of 71, 109 on Sunday. Okay, these temperatures are going a little bit higher than the forecast that I looked at, the 7-day forecast. We've got friends coming into town from Palm Springs that wanted to come up here because it was cooler, but Palm Springs is like 115, 120, but still. Here it is, you know, hello, folks. But I will say, we went to the Colt 45 game last night. You know how hot it was yesterday. It's just been unbelievably hot, and these, like, where it stayed in these. But last night, at about 7 o'clock, 7:30, it was pleasant at the game. We were in the shade, and it was pleasant. You know, so I guess that we say these overnight lows, like on Sunday night, will be 74. Saturday night, even with those high 107 and 109, it's in the low 70s. And Monday's going to be 106 and Tuesday 105. So we are just looking toward that sock-in weather that we get here in August, July and August, with our
high temps. And you know what that means, right?
What does that
mean?
Hold
on.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. Where senior veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793.
And you know what that means when you talk about hot. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, am I just giving up on this?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, that's all right.
You wanted to hear this little. We've got to have these buttons. Maybe these guys will create this little thing where they.
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun?
No.
That's how hot it is.
Good morning.
It's crotch pot hot. You can cook things in your shorts. That's how hot it is. Were you born in the sun? It's damn hot.
Yeah.
Come on. That's how hot it is.
Things with that should be like named.
What's hotter than crotch cooking? There's nothing hotter than crotch pot cooking. You're walking down the street and you're going, whoa, I'm cooking in here.
Yeah, start to name it. All right. Okay, wait, speaking of names and speaking of creating and all that good stuff, we love our pet of the week moment where we've got Katrina here with Hattie. And welcome to the show again on this Friday. What, tell us about Hattie.
Hattie is amazing. Right now, she's just laying on the floor. She's very laid back. but she's around 2 years old, and she's a pit mix. And she is a very sweet girl. We've had Hattie for around 5 months. And it's kind of the curse of being a black and white pity is you tend to get overlooked the most in the shelter, unfortunately. But she's a really sweet dog. She is a camp graduate. She did our last round of camp back in June. She did great. She loved working with the kids. She's just a really easygoing dog.
She's a sweetheart down there. She comes up to you, looks at you with those big eyes, and says, scratch an ear.
If somebody's listening for the first time and you say she's a camp pet, can you please share, we need to hear that broken down.
Yeah, of course. So every summer we do Camp Love a Pet. It's a day camp for kids. We do it in June, and we're doing another one right now. It goes for 2 weeks, and what that is every kid gets assigned to a dog that they work with socialization and training, and teach them a lot of cool stuff, so that way they're even more ready to enter their forever home. So it's really great. The dogs get to really be exposed to a lot more than, you know, in the normal day-to-day, because they get to be around a lot of people. They're around other dogs, so it also really helps us kind of guide them to what kind of home is going to be the best for them as well.
And how old is Hattie again?
She's 2.
All right. Well, so she's got a nice journey ahead of her with a family who decides to adopt her. And she is, like I've said, she's in the studio. We see all kinds of dispositions, but right now she's just laying at your feet. She's very calm. And when I met, she's docile.
Yeah, she is. And she's just, I think she's a really incredible dog too, because when she first came to us, she had come in with another dog. And she was very scared and not very trusting of us right away. And I just think she's a really strong testament to the fact that if you show a dog a lot of love and a lot of consistency, that they can really, really blossom and, you know, to really turn a corner with you.
Well, you know what? And here's the thing about Hattie is Hattie's black. And there's nothing, you know, really distinguishing about her.
Couple things,
her.
White paws, yeah. Little sparkles.
Well, but still, but she is such a sweetheart. Oh my gosh! You know, somebody could take this dog and have just a wonderful dog for their family. Does she get along with everybody?
Yeah, she seems to get along with everyone just fine. And she did come in with another dog, so she has been around other dogs before.
But for kids, and she's not that big that you would have to worry about, you know, her knocking over people.
No, and she's not jumpy.
Yeah, she doesn't jump on you and things like that.
She's very easy on the leash.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, does this fall under the Bissell?
Of course.
Let's tell people that what we're having, we're having Empty the Shelter.
It's a very special time right now at Haven, because until the end of the month, so until July 31st, we are doing Bissell Empty the Shelter. And right now, because we are so very full of animals, we are doing free adoptions, which is incredible. And it has been going really great. We've been getting a lot of animals into their forever homes, but we do still have plenty more. So if you're interested in adding someone to your family, now is the time. Like I said, free adoptions. You can't really get better than that.
It doesn't get better than that. And the way you do that is...
you make an appointment, for sure. So give us a call at 530-241-1653, and we can schedule you an appointment and help match you up to somebody.
Okay. So Hattie is ready to go home, and it doesn't cost you a penny. And she comes spayed. She comes chipped. She comes with a clean bill of health. So she's ready. Listen, the dog is still laying here, got her little head on her paws. She's going, this is cool. I like being in media. Yeah, so.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
We always love our Pet of the Week moment.
Okay.
Thanks, Katrina.
Thank you.
I woke up this morning, even though I slept well on my Sleep Number bed. I think part of being able to sleep well is going to bed early. And it says right here.
Thanks, Katrina.
That you should go to bed, get yourself 8 hours sleep.
Why do you fight that?
I don't know.
You do fight it.
I fight it sometimes because...
especially on
Friday
nights.
Because I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy.
Yeah,
I can
Friday
stay
night.
Up and then... well,
don't stink
I can't,
and tell me what to do.
I can't stay up tonight because I'm up tomorrow morning at like...
yeah, well...
5:15.
Yeah, you fight it.
Yeah, I'm not fighting it tonight.
I got up this morning and I saw the chips and all the good stuff.
You didn't see anything.
All right.
You saw tangerine pills.
I saw tangerine pills.
Which you're still angry about, right? Are you still angry about that?
No, I want to talk about the Sleep Number bed because I really believe with this hot weather and the changing conditions and how the hot weather has a tendency to make us slow down or can make us lethargic, and what it is to really focus on your rest, really focus on hydration, focus on what you're putting in your system so that you can really maintain what you've got to do to be in physical shape. So my point is that part of that, the most important part is sleeping, because that is how you regenerate your cells. It's how you're able to get to function at your, don't you want to function at your highest ability?
Well, my sleep number set in last night was 75. And like I said, you know, as soon as my head touched the pillow, boom, out.
My sleep number setting is 35. And I find that I've enjoyed my, I just enjoy, especially with this heat, and, you know, I just enjoy being able to feel rested.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts with a starts the night before. And probably if I had slept another hour, I could have read that line correctly. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save 40% on a new Sleep Number 360 CSE Smart Bed Queen. Now only $1,499 plus free home delivery.
That's
when
great,
you
guys.
Add a base. This ends Monday, July 25th. Only at Sleep Number stores, which, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Go over there and lay on every one of their beds. Make them work for it. But when you do, you're going to find a bed that's just perfect for you. See sleepnumber.com for more information. We'll be right back. Glory.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas that has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. 7:20 in the morning here, and it is 70 degrees, going up to 106 today. Ooh! Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. With one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Redding. Dave Chappelle, we talked about him the other day in his last special called The Closer. And he's offended many in the transgender community.
Can you imagine if George Carlin, remember how George Carlin was arrested and you had some of these people. He shows pictures of him who was taken away because he said some words, and there was blue comedy clubs at one point. And Miss Mabel. Anyway, I watched all the episodes except for the last one where she was Lenny Bruce with somebody who was considered, I think he was arrested because of blue comedy. I mean, you can't see certain words.
Lenny Bruce was arrested. Was George Carlin arrested too?
I think if you look it up,
that important right now.
Anyway.
But we're talking about Dave Chappelle.
But I'm going into the fact that, in all of artistic expression, we just had John Lennon come in with Imagine, and how many people, you know, you're not following the agenda. You are out of line.
Out of step.
And you are outside the circle or outside the square. Well, interestingly enough, I really kind of watched the last two specials. I do have a tendency to love Dave Chappelle. And he was canceled, wokely canceled, because there were 50 transgenders out of a Minneapolis place that was actually home of some of Prince's wonderful performances. And they said, okay, we hear you. 50 transgenders were protesting about him coming and doing the show. So you know what he did? He just said, all right, not going to perform there. Went across town, going to perform there.
Filled that place up. So here's what it is the backlash on that. You know what I'm saying? How can you have, you know, in your own statement it says, oh, you're out there for everybody and be a safe place and all this. Well, you're having Dave Chappelle, and Dave Chappelle is bad because he's a comedian and he says things that hurt my feelings. So the venue shut it down. And so he went across town, filled that venue up. And the backlash on it is, you know what? When you start canceling people like you have, you know, is he a danger? Is J.K. Rowling such a danger? All of these things. And, you know, that people were just, you know, appalled at the fact that, okay, so that's what we're going to do. Dave Chappelle's biggest fear is not the government. Dave Chappelle's biggest fear is his audience.
Dave Chappelle recently declined to have a performing arts theater at his former high school bear his name. Now, I watched this special on him giving a speech and at this high school. And it's very interesting because he had the support of his mother and father when he decided he was going to do comedy. And it was very interesting to hear that this high school really encouraged him and some of the mentors, and he spoke about the teachers and the kids of all persuasions that he went to, and he thought it was great. People in tutus, all different kinds of, you know, gay, straight, purple, orange, whatever. And he talked about that during a recent dedication ceremony, announced that the theater's name will instead be called the Theater for Artistic Freedom and Expression. He said, when I heard those talking points coming out of these children's faces, that really sincerely hurt me, because he went to the kids and they said, you're this, you hate gays, you're transphobic, all those things. And he said, you know, believe it or not, that really hurt me, he said, because, you know, these kids didn't come up with those words. I've heard those words before. The more you say, I can't say something, the more urgent it is for me to say it. And it's nothing to do with what you're saying, I can't say. It has everything to do with my right, my freedom of artistic expression, he continued, that is valuable for me, that is not served from me, it's worth protecting for me, and it's worth protecting for everyone else who endeavors in our noble, noble professions. So that's the whole thing about art.
I'm tired of having transgender issues forced on me. I just am.
You're not allowed.
I'm not, you know, if you want, whatever you want to be, that's fine. I don't care. But when you start forcing it and you start wanting to cancel things and cancel people because you don't agree with them, I mean, that is the utmost censorship. Where is the freedom for people to express themselves? Dave Chappelle is an equal opportunity type. Do I stand out there as a white male after he says, I just don't like white people? I mean, do I get offended by that? Do I say, look at him, he's a racist, he shouldn't be on? No. No, he's a comedian. Excuse me. Kevin Hart, who is all set to do the Academy Awards, some people found 12 years ago that he was making jokes about his kid playing with dolls, and that immediately became he was homophobic, lost his job at the Academy Awards because he offended a small group of people who, you know, I mean, this is so incredibly wrong. Stop forcing your thoughts, your beliefs on me. I don't like it.
Let it go, because the more you flame the fire, the more the fire is going to roar.
Guess what? People are going to, you know, people push back.
Yeah.
They push back. And we were finding this, that, you know, the people
on so many levels
have finally found their voice in so many levels. And this is going to go along for a while. Oh, I am a female. I am a female. I'm that's who I am. And I'm in prison with these men, so you've got to move me to a woman's prison. They did. Guy impregnated two of the women prisoners. Removed him from the women's prison, put him back in the men's prison, and he's suing them. How could you do that? How can you put me back into a men's prison? He says, it's just they treat me badly. I can't even wear my makeup. Excuse me, but if you had kept your crotch under control, you'd still be at the women's prison. I mean, see, this is what I'm talking about. People see this, and after a while, you just go, this is so ridiculous. It doesn't mean that they don't have who, they aren't who they are, or, you know, transgenders or whatever. But why is being a transgender and somebody saying something about it be so heinous that they would cancel your whole culture? LGBTQ came out yesterday saying that anthropologists, when they find these old bones from 1,000 years ago, have to stop labeling them as men or women. Well, if bone structure is a man, because you don't know how they identified.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. But that, to me, is just freaking hilarious. And they said, well, 1,000 years from now, if they're looking at your bones and they say, you're a male, but really, you're female. Guess what?
Now it came
bone structure. Okay. Sorry. It's science. Hey, follow the science.
I came in this morning because it was really important. I have to take my car in to Crown Motors, and they were 2 weeks out. You know, I got a big, huge rattling sound in the bottom of my car, and it's, you know, beside women. They said they got COVID. They're short of people. Well, anyway, so I've got to go take my car.
It could be that cat you ran over.
Don't say that. But anyway, I want you to know, last night we went to this Colt 45. We've got a stack of tickets here. There's 1 week left.
1 week left.
If you've not been to a Colt 45 game, you've got to be able to love it and support our community, support these players. It's just – and Rick Bassetti – and Patty Bassetti and the whole crew down there, you guys do such a, they work so hard. I mean, it's just nice, you know, when you think about people who really throw their passion into something. The field looks beautiful. The seats are great. The food is great.
The team,
the snow
cones. We got a good team. We have a good team.
No, I mean, wow.
Oh, let me tell you.
It was really fun last night.
You're not going to find a hot dog like that anywhere.
So call us up. We've got a bunch of tickets here. You can call up for tickets. If you want to take your whole family, a neighborhood thing, do it.
We're going to start with a four pack. So 605-4567.
All right. Well, enjoy. Have a blessed weekend, everybody. I got to take my car in and I'll let you know what happens. I'm at 75,000 miles with a major rattle. They've been really good to me, but it's very interesting. 2 weeks out, it took me before I could get in.
Okay, and this leads us into the next segment. It's about COVID. But this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV. And he's been doing it for over 30 years. That's Doug Tooley. It's a better-known business. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call 530-241-3474 for the best service. That's B&T Satellite. 7:30 in the morning, and we'll be back after these messages.
I can't quit you, babe. So I'm going to put you down for a while.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda ran off to take care of her car. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service, and it's true, and they're all local. Locally owned, local board of directors, they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We bank there. Okay, let's move. We were talking Dave Chappelle and stuff like that. Let's move into Reading. A lot happened. I think the biggest news is the board of supervisors last night rejected that Tierra Robles 166 home project. They rejected it. And one of the few times that you've ever seen the Board of Supervisors agree on this thing, this was a 5-0 vote. Nobody that lived in the area of the proposal project came forward to endorse it. I can understand that. They live out there. They live with this. They're concerned about water. They're concerned about fire egress. The sheriff's concerned about emergency exits and having them to police that area. Now, the people that were making the decision, or people that were trying to do this, which is the Shasta Red LLC of Beverly Hills. I think if I, and I'm not an expert when it comes to marketing.
Are you?
But I don't think if I was trying to develop a big subdivision, 715 acres, in Northern California, in Shasta County, I would have named my business, named my company, Shasta Red LLC of Beverly Hills. I mean, they may be saying, oh, no, we're going to call this Shasta Beverly Hills out there, but that's not clear. Shasta Red LLC of Beverly Hills. Immediately, people go, huh? You could watch hackles, watch all the hair in their body. And there's some people with a lot of hair on their body up here in Shasta County go, burp. Anyway, this, Supervisor Mary Rickert said, this is her area out there. And that, and said that subdivision was not compatible with the Palisadro area. This is a district I represent. I support their opposition to this project, Mary said. Opponents urge supervisors to reject the project, saying it will cause urban sprawl, stress an already overtaxed water supply in the area in the event of wildfire put neighbors' lives in danger due to poorly planned fire evacuation routes. Now, Mr. Gehringer of Shasta Red told supervisors project would take 10 to 15 years to build out, and he's owned this property since 2005. We are concerned about sustainability to enhance the community around us. We view nature as a positive. Our goal is to create a rural development that enhances the local beauty. He attempted to address what he called misconceptions about the project, including that his subdivision would present a fire hazard. Instead, he said Tierra Robles would turn what is now an unmanaged acreage into a planned development with homes built of fire-resistant materials. We have a strict maintenance provision that requires grass to be cut, the trees to be limbed. It says check back Friday. Today's Friday, right? For more on the story? Today's Friday.
Today is Friday.
There's no more. Anyway, it was disapproved by a 5-0 vote. And this is after Shasta County Planning Commission approved it. It was like a 4-1 vote. You know, I kind of feel for this guy. He's had this land since 2005, and I've read other things in this that it was going to be a lot of open a lot of open area in the 715 acres. A lot of green belts, a lot of openness out there. But that lot of openness, unless it's being taken care of, can cause a fire hazard. And houses have to be built in fire resistant, methods. Was that kind of maybe stucco, tile roofs, you know, flame retardant roofs, I don't know. But just to try and take care of an area like that. Anyway, it doesn't make any difference anymore. It's over. Now, going down to the game last night, going down California Street, as you do, as you're heading towards City Hall, we're seeing, all of a sudden, we see a cop car. And then we see another cop car. And now, as we're shifting over lanes, we see a number of cop cars at the, what's the name of that hotel? Let me see. Market Street Manor Motel. That's the one that's right above and behind Lulu's there on Market Street. I said California. It's on Market Street. And as we were driving by, police everywhere, including the SWAT vehicle, the armored vehicle. This armored vehicle, contrary to what people believe, that it's there to bust into your house, it's there to protect people, it's there to, you know, to rescue people, it's there to protect our law enforcement. It appears a guy by the name of Jake Ema Rohrbach had a gun, got inside a car, wasn't coming out, so the police literally surrounded it. When we were going by, it was happening as on our way down to the baseball game. So I called back here to the station because we were on the air. I don't know if it got on the air, but here came anyway. The police were there, guns were out, and the SWAT vehicle there. So at 10:45 last night, the guy who had barricaded himself in his car finally came out of the vehicle with his hands up in front of the two SWAT vehicles and the canine dog. No shots were fired, thank God. Yep. And whatever started it, they said they received a tip that a man wanted on a felony warrant was in the Market Street Manor. Big surprise there. Officers arrived to arrest him. He was getting into his car to leave, and he's armed with a firearm, so locked himself in there. They brought in the crisis reaction team, the crisis intervention response team, the CERT team, and as they said, we're trying to take it as slow as possible to get him to give up safely so nobody gets hurt. They escorted people out of the hotel, as the police do, and it worked. This guy, after like 3 hours, came out. Nobody shot, nobody killed. Great job, City of Reading Police, and the Crisis Intervention Response Team. If nothing else, when they formed it, this is a perfect example of how that team can help, maybe mitigate the situation, maybe relieve tension and all this. The police back off. They're the negotiators are there in civilian clothes. They're with officers who are in civilian clothes, but they got his cell phone number, and it worked the way it was supposed to. So a big congratulations to our police. All right, let's take a quick break. And there's so many things to talk about in this segment coming up. Let's talk COVID. Let's talk COVID just for a second. Let's talk about an assault on the governor, a candidate for the governor of New York by a guy with a knife, and what happened. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that does the best work in town, in county, on fixing your windshield. If you got a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst is going to fix it. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He'll fix it, and he guarantees it. He works by appointments and drive-thrus. So if you want to bring your windshield in for a free appraisal and a free inspection and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Who let the dogs out?
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda was here early this morning and caused all types of havoc and then ran out getting her car worked on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, is the guy to go to. If you want that kitchen redone, that bathroom redone, you know, businesses, he can do counters, he's got it all. He works by appointment only, so for a free consultation, give them a call at 241-STONE. Learn more at EstateGranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business, State Granite. He's one of the good guys. Now, President Biden has COVID. Now, should that bother me? Well, yeah, it does. The President of the United States has a disease or has a virus that's killed so many people. And at his age, this is kind of a little concerning to me. They say it's a light version of the virus. I'm not sure, I guess a light version means that you're not laying on your back with tubes in you. But here's the thing. The fact is that he's got COVID, and so many other people have COVID. Because it seems to me, I remember, that by things he said, President Biden says, we've got this thing under control. We get enough people vaccinated, blah, blah, it goes on and on. We've all been through that, right? We've closed down our schools. We've done it all just to fight COVID so we could get our arms around it. Well, it appears, just appears, that we haven't gotten our arms around it, that there's more people getting COVID now than there was at the height of the COVID infestation last year. So I have to ask this question. I know many of you have already. It doesn't matter where Mr. Biden, President Biden, got COVID. It's the fact he did. I mean, if anybody who was, shouldn't get it, he does. But here we are with a large, large influx of coronavirus coming back. And schools are starting to mask up again. If you don't want to mask, as the San Diego district said, well, you just don't go to school. Just like that. You just don't go to school. And the person interviewing her just stopped. There was just silence there. They don't go to school. Well, we have, Zoom classes, but no, if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't go to school. So now they're starting to mask up again. Are we going to go back? I mean, if it's more people catching this variant, even though, thank God, it seems to be, as people have said since the beginning of this, each variant seems to get a little weaker and has less impact on people. I know more people with COVID that have had COVID in the last, month than I heard of any time during the height of this last winter. I mean, just it kind of in passing. Oh, yeah, well, we have COVID. We can't do this. It doesn't make any difference where you get it. I think if they ever did the antibody testing, which they don't, and I find that interesting, why you don't test for people who have not had the vaccination, and find out truly how many people have had this thing. Maybe we already have the herd immunity. Maybe we don't. But we'll never know because we don't test for that. And now, because of self-test, people are self-testing at home. We have 4 self-tests at home, and we've used 3 of them, and always come up negative. We have a friend that's got COVID down in Texas. Can't get rid of it. She's had it 7 days, 8 days, and then her husband had it first. So he missed work. She missed work because he was infected, because they still have weird rules. And so now he's getting better. Now she's got it. So he still can't. So they're both going to be out of work for it. Right now it's been 14 days. Who knows how long, because she can't get a negative test out of it. So it just seems like all the damage we did to our country over this, and we damaged our country. We know that. And the psychological damage to people. The huge pump or jump in opiate overdoses. More people dying of suicide, more mental health problems in our kids. And after all of that, there's more people getting COVID now. Yes, okay, but it's a different strain. It doesn't make any difference. We knew that. We knew that. Remember? I just find it kind of, I just find this just a little bit concerning that we went through all of that and now it's back and nobody's saying anything like when Trump was president, they were all over him for this. Well, Biden became president and all these things they said they were going to do and nothing's happened. Now, just something to make you feel just a little bit better. Monkeypox. Damn, come on, let's all say it. Monkeypox. Now, and of course, they said, well, no, we've got to change that name because, you know, there's been monkeys complaining about the fact that they're feeling that they're being picked on by you calling it monkeypox. But monkeypox is out there. What the hell is monkeypox? What? It causes ulcers on your body and nasty sores and monkeypox? And there's not... monkeypox has been around a long time. We should have vaccines. Do we have vaccines? Do we have something you can give shots on? No, we don't. President Biden, we got monkeypox. Where is the launch forward of monkeypox vaccinations? Hell, it's all over the world. Okay. You know, when Linda left, she took my notes. Okay, let's go back to this other one here. Here is this guy by the name of Representative Lee Zeldin, who's running for governor in New York. He's up there giving a speech, and Parenton Town in New York. Parenton, New York, and on Thursday, and he was attacked by a guy that jumped onto the stage holding a knife, a sharp object, attacked him. He was able to block the first thrust, and then a bunch of people jumped on this guy. Police arrested him. Now, here's the law in New York. Are you ready for this? This is a guy that tried to take out a gubernatorial campaigner, when somebody's running for governor there. He was released on his own recognizance hours later due to New York laws. This guy was charged with attempted assault in the second degree. Now, why is that? He came up and he tried to stab the guy, and because he didn't do it, because they stopped him from it, attempted assault in the second degree, was released from the jail hours later. The words is, he tried to stab me a few hours ago, where you're done. But several attendees, including a number of people, quickly jumped into action and tackled the guy. Law enforcement was on the scene within minutes. The attacker will likely be instantly released under New York City's laws. He was given a speech about bail reform at a Veterans of Foreign Wars post when it happened. Wow. The guy, you know, they should elect him governor. He could, you know what? He can foretell the future. He foretells the future. Oh, they're just going to release him. And guess what? They did. My last thought before we break is Nancy Pelosi is trying to defend the fact that her husband's going to make millions of dollars. And people have raised that insider trading. She says there's no insider trading. It's not illegal for spouses of people that are elected to make a living. Well, it could be it has something to do. They're getting ready to vote on this chip, making chips and putting hundreds of millions of dollars into the United States chip industry, and they haven't voted yet, and her husband goes out and buys millions of dollars worth of stock. I mean, did you know about it? obviously. I'm sure Nancy, while they're just, while this guy's sober and you remember he did get arrested for DUI, which she said they had nothing to do with me. I'm sure they'd never discuss things like that at home. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. Turned out to be anything but a routine stump speech for Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin running for governor in New York. Zeldin escaping serious injury when a man tried to stab him on stage at a campaign event near Rochester, New York.
Zeldin, who's the GOP candidate for New York governor, says he's okay. The Zeldin campaign says the attacker climbed onto a low stage at an event and apparently tried to stab Zeldin as he was speaking. A video posted on Twitter shows Zeldin and the attacker falling to the ground as other people try to intervene. GOP Chair Nick Langworthy says Zeldin had a scrape. I'm Donna Porter.
Two on-duty Rochester, New York police officers shot last night. One of the officers died. The other's in the hospital and is expected to pull through.
They're on the front line trying to keep our community safe. And we ask for prayers for these officers, their family, the Rochester Police Department, and the entire city of Rochester.
And that's Mayor Malik Evans, the deceased officer, Anthony Mazurkiewicz, 29-year veteran of the force. The hunt now on for a suspect or suspects. Day after his COVID diagnosis, President Biden said to be doing fine.
According to White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha, the president was doing just fine as of 10 p.m. Thursday night. He told CNN that Mr. Biden's symptoms, runny nose and occasional dry cough, were basically the same. The president is isolating in the White House residence, where his Friday schedule has him participating in three virtual meetings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Case of polio confirmed in Rockland County, New York, just outside New York City. First case in the U.S. in close to a decade. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is up 65 points, while the NASDAQ is down 80 points, and the S&P 4 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
An agreement for Ukrainian grain exports soon to be finalized in Istanbul, reports correspondent Charles Deledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will oversee the signing of a deal allowing Ukraine to resume its grain shipments through the Black Sea and Russia to export grain and fertilizers. The agreement would end a dangerous standoff that threatened world food security. The deal foresees the establishment of a control center in Istanbul to run the exports. Ships would be inspected to ensure that they're carrying grains and fertilizers and not weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Italy headed for an early election now that its president has accepted Premier Mario Draghi's resignation. The Italian president deciding there's no possibility for cobbling together another coalition government. News and analysis, townhall.com. The mystery remains unsolved.
The FBI says it found no evidence of missing Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa during a search of land under a New Jersey bridge. Hoffa has been missing since 1975 when he was last seen in suburban Detroit. The decades-long mystery turned last year to land next to a former landfill under the Pulaski Skyway in Jersey City. The FBI conducted a search there in early June, Spokeswoman Mara Schneider says nothing of evidentiary value was discovered. Keith Peters reporting.
The Democrat-dominated House panel investigating the U.S. Capitol riot has concluded its summer schedule of hearings, devoid of any cross-examination of witnesses or challenges to the evidence presented. Panel members claim there is more evidence to be presented. They say that will happen when the hearings resume in a couple of months. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda had to run off and take a car down to the shop. 8:05 in the morning here on the 22nd of July. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Who's at the helm? Nathan's at the helm. I can never tell because you guys are in there playing switchy chairs.
Musical chairs?
Musical chairs. I knew it was something like that. Thank you. Hi, Nathan. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Are you prepared for the weather?
I do have the weather. Are
okay.
You ready?
It's your turn.
Today is sunny and hot with a high near 102. Tonight's going to be clear with a low around 69. Saturday is going to be sunny and hot with a high near 107. And Saturday night is clear with a low around 71. Sunday is sunny and hot with a high near 109. And Sunday night is clear with a low around 74.
Okay. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, a family-owned business out of Anderson that provides just wonderful service. They treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, we're doing open line Friday, starting right now. So if you got anything you want to talk about, local things, things that are in the air, a lot of comments this week. I have to say this is that at the last city council meeting I went to, and of course they were going to just be discussing vacation rentals and short-term rentals in the city, and I do have a dog in that fight, so Linda and I went there with many of our friends that are facing this, even though we didn't find out about it till the night before, and that wasn't probably the city. That wasn't because the city council was trying to keep it quiet. It's just that I had not read all the way through the whole agenda. I get the agenda every week, and I had not read through it. I'll admit it, my fault. I didn't read through the whole agenda, and it was toward the end. But at the end of that, Aaron Reznor addressed the lawsuit with Redding Rancheria. And she said, and kudos to Aaron. She said, we need to address this in a town hall. We need to get this opened and get it out in front of the public so they can ask questions. You know, and she said, if I was out there and this was going on, I would want to know, you know, I'd like to have the information. And Julie Winters agreed in part with that. Saying, well, that's true, but we should maybe wait until everything is done. In other words, the judge made the ruling, obviously against the city. But there's still the in this phase that still hasn't been issued by the judge and should be issued in the next, 30, 40 days. And maybe not do that. And then Mark Mazzano said, well, I wasn't part of this, and he made it real clear. I didn't vote for this. I wasn't here. But Aaron's right. We need to talk about this. We need to get it out there. So they go to Mike DeQuisto, who put this on Facebook yesterday. And when I put it on our Facebook page, got, I don't know, 1,300 hits on it. He, as you know, came on our show and talked about the sale of the land up to the point that he could talk about. He can't talk about things that happen in closed-door meetings. And you know Mike voted against it. And one of the reasons he voted against it was because of the we were not covered. It was only $100,000 that was going to be made available in case there was a lawsuit. And Mike said there's going to be a lawsuit. And so we were not indemnified for the whole thing, just for $100,000. Well, those costs went way over that, way over that. The city lost the lawsuit. Judges into the process of saying, okay, how do we make this, how do you make this right? She's already said you need to set it aside, and I think the city's agreed to that, to set it aside. But then, as you heard, if you were here, if you listened, Wednesday, with Ready Rancheria was in here, and they said they had offered a settlement to the city that included no money being paid. In other words, no legal fees, nothing. And with, you know, they just wanted a settlement. I don't know what was in the settlement. You know, I mean, it could be is that they wanted the, you know, the children of the city council. I don't know what was in it. But it was rejected by the city council. It'd be interesting to, you know, to hear what was in there. So that was rejected. But as I said, Aaron says, you know, we need to get this out there. We need to be as transparent as we can. Well, then it goes to Barry DeWalt, the city attorney, who said, well, we need to wait till the whole thing is done so we can talk about the whole thing as opposed to just part of it. I can kind of understand that, but to me, if I, you know, if I could get the three ladies who voted for this here and say, okay, what was the reasoning that got you, how did we get to doing the, making it, wanting to make it surplus land? Because, see, there are so many things being said that, you know, it's rumor control right now. Where'd you hear that? Oh, it was a fourth urinal on the left. You know, in the barracks. So what really did happen? How did we get to the point in the city? How did the city fathers and mothers get to the point where what initiated it? What said, well, let's make this surplus land and then sell it to a organization, that, has links, of course, to Sierra Pacific. Now I'm not faulting Sierra Pacific at all on this, because we have a city council and people at the city whose whole job is to, because I'm sure they get, you know, they get proposals all the time. Remember what happened with the sale of the or the proposed sale of the land down at the Civic? Totally blew up. So I mean, it's not like that they're not there and they know what to do. So the only thing I would like to find out is what brought us, how did we get to that point and the decision then to sell it? Now, it doesn't mean that they have to beat their chest and, you know, mea culpa, mea culpa. No, they don't have to do that. But it would be, I think it would be interesting just to see how did it get to that point where it went to surplus, where you wanted to make it surplus land? Why then? Why? And the process that got us there. Anything from that beyond, of course, can't talk about. Judge still hasn't made a ruling. It just seems like at this point that, I mean, everybody is looking, and it's not doing our city council any good right now. So I applaud Aaron for bringing this thing up and wanting to make it, you know, hey, let's get it out in front of the people. And I will say Christian Schrader was very adamant about not doing this, very adamant about not doing this. For a variety of reasons, one being is that, and they had not got it back yet, that how can you talk about something and it's not finished? So we'll find out. So, but what will be interesting, my friends, is the day that comes back from the judge saying this is what you have to do to make it right. how long it's going to take them to have a city hall after that to explain what happened. Also, maybe at some point we can find out what that settlement agreement looks like that Reading Rancheria offered and what was the problems in accepting that. Now, like I said, I have no idea what was in the settlement agreement. Like I said, it could be anything from we want Aaron's, you know, oldest child to we want you to name the city hall after our after Reading Rancheria. I mean, it could be anything. I'm sure it wasn't. But that will be interesting, too. Okay, let's take a break. And phone lines are ringing. People are getting on the phone. You're going to have to wait till after the break there. But please give me an idea of what you're thinking about here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading where we go. I mean, they're just great people. Got a super selection of jewelry at fair prices. I mean, they're just really nice people, and they know what they're talking about. Got the only watch repairman in the whole area. You can do it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Fall in love with your vehicle again with a new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call Mako for a free estimate. They also offer touch-ups, collision repair for damage, dings, and dents, all at a great price. One-third less than the national average. Fall in love again with your vehicle. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's got a well-trained team, one for insurance and one for financial management. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, if you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. How about your insurance? How about your health insurance? What about life insurance? What about home insurance with all the fires? Judy's the expert. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just want to share something with everybody out there. Hopefully everybody's paid attention what's going on in government, which I know there are. But we have three positions coming up in the city of Shasta Lake. And I think, I'm pretty sure, I know a lot of people who attend the Board of Supervisor meetings. And that's not just the only place we should be paying attention. We need to also think about the other people running for city council in the city of Shasta Lake, because that is part of Shasta County. We can't just ignore that. So I recommend for people to start running and start doing more than what we've just been doing, because it's important to be involved. And we, or else we're going to complain for the same thing over and over and expect different results if we don't jump in these positions that are available.
Okay. Thank you.
Get
involved in local government, as we saw yesterday. In case you didn't hear the last hour, and the Board of Supervisors, in a rare moment of unity, all voted 5-0 to kill the prepared Tierra Robles housing subdivision out there in the Palo Cedro, Bella Vista area. And 715 acres that the gentleman had owned since 2005, that they wanted to put 166 homes out there. And it was defeated unanimously by the Board of Supervisors, even though it had been passed by the Shasta County Planning Commission, saying that they thought it could work. The Board of Supervisors says, I don't think it can work. And they listened to their constituents who filled the place up. I was going there yesterday, but I got out here early because for a variety of reasons. And so I went there to park in the parking lot. Well, there was no parking lot there. There was nothing around both sides of the courthouse. Nowhere. But there was a spot like a quarter mile down the road. It was 107 degrees, and I thought about it. I mean, I thought about it 10, 15 seconds. Should I park here and walk a quarter of a mile so I can get in there and not say anything and stand up for the whole meeting? And my common sense overrode my need to be there for a public meeting. So I thought, well, I can watch it. I can watch the video. I mean, it should have been going on. But they're having a problem with their video over there. It said it was live, but you couldn't get it. So I'm sure it'll be up to see in a day or two. Okay. What we should we – our military, as we've talked about before, we're having problems recruiting people for a variety of reasons. Usually – if you have four people that say they want to join the military, only one of them is going to make it in. Pass the mental test, pass the physical test, don't have drug problems, all of these things. And now it's been exasperated because there is no shortage of jobs out there. And let's just say it, on tough times, you get more people with that one list. So could there be other reasons? I don't know. But let's look at the House-passed defense bill that mentions gender 29 times. And this is the House-passed version of the Fiscal Year 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. And it passed by 3-1 margins, ensures all gender coverage of artificial reproductive services. Well, let me tell you what's in there. Gender advisor workforce. Develop and manage a gender advisor workforce throughout the Department of Defense. Artificial reproductive services grant coverage regardless of gender marital status. I'm not sure what that means, but I have an idea. Fitness requirements. Establish gender-neutral fitness standards. In the Marine Corps, for a long time, male Marines did pull-ups, sit-ups, and a three-mile run. The women Marines did the bent arm hang, which is where you go up like you're doing a pull-up, and you hang there. Because their upper body strength is just not as much as a male Marine's sit-ups, and they did a 1.5-mile run. They switched that years ago so that both male and female are doing pull-ups and the sit-ups and the run, I imagine, is about the same. But this is something they want to establish, gender-neutral fitness standards. Part of it, one of the things, you grab somebody and you drag them 50 yards and all this, put them on your back and run. I'm not sure how that's going to change. Recruitment efforts. Quantify gender of those enlisted by the region and Army recruitment battalion area. Study differences in enlistment correlated with gender for home ownership. Conduct, advise, support foreign militaries in providing appropriate gender-sensitive equipment and facilities. Account for the total number of individuals evacuated from Afghanistan in 2021 with support of the United States government, desegregated by gender. The gender's mentioned 29 times in the bill. Iran is mentioned 17. The gender advisor workforce will be credentialed, and departments will be required to conduct self-assessment. Now, that kind of ties into this other story. I think it does. The U.S. Army has cut its force size projections for 2022 and 2023 in the midst of a historic recruitment struggle, raising questions about overall readiness as it clings to its woke agenda. The Army could miss its recruitment goal by 25%, Army General Joseph Martin, Vice Chief of Staff, told the Associated Press. Projected end strength. The total size of the Army, including active and reserve components, is set to decrease by 10,000 troops this year and an additional 14,000 to 21,000 in 2023. Do we lower standards to meet end strength, or do we lower end strength to maintain a quality professional force? We believe the answer is obvious. Quality is more important than quantity. Well, let's go back on this. Here we are. Russia has invaded Ukraine. The Chinese are building aircraft carriers as fast as they can. They have threatened Taiwan over and over again. North Korea has been shooting missiles. Iran is getting close to getting the bomb. And we are putting together gender organizations within the military, and want to share it with foreign militaries who are laughing at us. I'm sure that if you went to the Russian and said, "Hey, would you like to have some gender help here and help, we can help facilities and training?" I'm sure the Russians would just be all over that one. The investigations into extremism in the ranks, remember that happened. Diversity quotas, rigid vaccination mandates, and other policies have undermined military recruitment by alienating families, the military's largest recruiting market. So now, here we are. in the midst of a world that you could, some people could say is on fire, though I will say that there's no place that we are officially, and let me use that word officially, have troops on the ground in harm's way. We're out of Afghanistan. We're out of Iraq. We're not in Somalia, though we have troops everywhere. None of our conventional forces are engaged in combat. But does that mean that we shouldn't be building and training to have a force that makes any country, any nation, no matter who it is, take a deep breath and start to shake their heads no if they think about pushing us? We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models in an ever-changing world. We strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading O45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. I wouldn't keep going to a place that didn't make me happy. Why would you do that? Why would you go to a place that didn't provide the service that you wanted? Well, Cypress Square Barbershop has cut my hair for 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business and just great people in there. It's pleasant. Atmosphere is friendly. They work by appointment, so I can make an appointment. I can walk in. I don't have to wait in line. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Go ahead and get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold. It's right off of Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Now, how can you... Okay, does everybody know who Alejandro Mayorkas is? He's the Secretary of Homeland Security. So how can you tell when Alejandro is telling the truth? Well, you can't. The Border Patrol Union and the Border Patrol agents went berserko after Mr. Mayorkas declared the border crisis resolved. Can you believe that it's resolved? It's the border is secure. We just need to make it a little more secure. Well, I don't know. Are you reading where there's thousands of people coming across that border every week? There's so many people coming across that Texas and Florida are busing people to Washington, D.C. And I think it was New York City, too, but at least Washington, D.C. And so the mayor of Washington, D.C. is whining, stop it, stop it. You're overrunning our shelters, our homeless shelters. And the Democrat mayor of a South Texas town said, oh, welcome to our world, honey. We're putting them in gymnasiums. We're putting them in tents. We're putting them in hotels. We have totally run out of room anywhere. We're putting them in schools. It's summer. So we're just loading the schools up with them. We don't have the medical services. We don't have anything because of the thousands and thousands of people coming across the border. There have been 440,000 known getaways since the fiscal year began in October. Known. With over 50,000 in May. Combined with the 400,000 known gotaways since the beginning of fiscal year 2021, that means more than 800,000, close to 900,000 illegal immigrants have gotten past agents since October 2020. The scariest part of this is the gotaways and the amount of drugs that are coming into the country, said Brandon Judge, president of the National Border Patrol Council. And if you think about it, fentanyl, they're catching $700,000 worth of fentanyl in a car, and that doesn't even make the top five. John, good morning.
Good morning.
John, you're on.
A couple things that we really ought to pay close attention to coming up at City Council are they want to spend $1.25 million doing a specific plan down on the river. There was one done a few years ago. I don't think it's really necessary. There's almost one property owner down there. When he brings some development in, we'll see what that is, and we'll do the traffic things, et cetera, that need to be taken care of to do that, and not spend $1.25 million. That was American rescue money.
Yeah.
We didn't rescue anybody and put any boots on the ground with that money. We rescued a bunch of computer operators in San Francisco drawing a general plan or a specific plan. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, they want to elect the clerk and the treasurer at the city. We have never, ever in our history had any problems with the elected officials of city treasurer and city clerk. I don't know whose idea that was.
Do you say they want to do away with the election, or there is an election?
They want to do away with the election.
Oh, okay. They just want them appointed. Okay.
Yeah, they want them appointed. What's that do? Concentrates the power of the city manager. We don't need any more concentration of power. We need to keep our elected officials that we have, not eliminate them. That'll be let people call in about that. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for the phone call. I don't remember hearing about doing away with the elections for that. But as far as that $1.25 million for the plan on developing down there, the gentleman or the family that owns most of that land up to the city property, of course, is the Kutras family. And I talked to Chris Kutras a while ago, and I've been remiss, but he said he'd be glad to come on the show. So I'm going to try and reach out to Chris again and see if we can get him on the show and talk to us about what his plans are for up to there. Now, here's my problem with our city wanting to take over the development of that property down there. I don't think our city leadership has the background. They're intelligent enough, of course. They don't have the background to do this. What they're going to do is they're going to find that this is going to turn into a very sticky mess. Well, how do we do this? How do we do that? The idea of turning it over to a company that's a business that does this this is how they make their money, with tremendous oversight from both the community and our elected officials, is the only way to do it. Instead of spending that $1.25 million on this, the company that came in, K2 and I think it was McConnell, Turtle Bay, and then this very large international company, this is what they do, is build venues. Wouldn't it make more sense to let them spend their money on it? And then we have the final say on what it's going to look like. You want to do this? Okay, here's your plan. Let them spend their money on a plan. And if we don't like it, we don't like that plan. Doesn't take into account keeping the river. It just doesn't meet we, the people's idea about how we want it developed. But wouldn't it be better to let them do that? Let them come back in with a plan and say, this is what we want it to look like. Okay, there's 10 parts of this plan. We like 1, 4, 6, 8, 9, and 10. We don't like 2, 3, and for sure we don't like 5. Let them come back again until everybody's happy, and then let them build it. Let them spend the money. Let them go through the headaches of it. Because our city council is not going to be there when this thing starts. No. They're going to either quit, retire, get voted out. And this is what happens when you have an elected government trying to put together a project this big. They're not going to be there at the end. They're not even going to be there when they break ground, in most cases, I would say. We've got an election coming up in November. I don't know if Christian Schrader's running again. I've heard that she's not. I mean, I don't think she said anything. Aaron, of course, is running for supervisor. Not sure about Mike DeQuisto. Mike spent his time in the barrel. So let's just say we get three new city council members in. What are they going to do? And the next, you know, and 2 years later, we get two more new ones in. Wouldn't it make sense to have somebody else pay for this? Make the plans that do these things for a living, and then just let us have the final say on all of it. Yeah, okay, we tear down the Civic. Great idea, but it's got to be replaced with something that is absolutely world-class and big enough that we can have conferences up here that can hold 8,000-9,000 people, breakout rooms, a rodeo grounds that is just everything we want in it. Could they both be combined? So you have an indoor rodeo. Could be. But when we start spending money, this is, and I'll be more than happy to have somebody tell me why I'm wrong about this. But when we start spending the money on plans that we don't even know how to do, there's nobody at the level of the city, no matter how good they are, that works at the city that's ever had something this huge to do. So it just seems to me is that we should really take a look. If we are going to develop it, and we should, we need to make some changes. It just makes sense to me that we'd bring in the experts to do something like this, let them pay for it, and then we have the final say. We'll be right back.
I'm not the man they think I am at home.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Friday, my friends, the 22nd of July, but I will warn you, it's going to be hot. It's going to be 106. It's going to be 107. Next week, 108 and 9. I won't play how hot it is again, except to say that it's crotch pot cooking. That's how hot it is. Okay, you want to hear nothing story? I love this. If I hadn't read the story in another venue, I would have said, wow. Here's the headlines from USA Today. Why are birth control and condom sales being denied at Walgreens? And you go, ooh, that's strange. Wow. Well, as it turns out, here's the story. Here's the rest of the story. Here is the real truth. I may just say, this is the real truth when you read stuff like that. A couple went, they were traveling, and she had forgotten her birth control, whatever it was. So they went to Walgreens to buy condoms. They're in line with it and a bunch of other stuff, and they went up to the cashier, whose name was John, by the way, and he says, I'm sorry. I can ring up the rest of your stuff, but I can't ring up the condoms. It goes against my religion. And, of course, the woman goes, what do you mean it goes against your religion? And so he says, it just does. Well, she says, well, here, though, he says, let me get the manager, or you can just, you know, have another cashier do it. And so the manager came up, and he rang her up. And he says, at Walgreens, we don't want to do anything to people, you know, to go against their religious beliefs. That's all it was. Well, this, of course, the male part of the group tweets this out. And this has become headline news. Why are birth control condom sales being denied at Walgreens? They're not. They are not being denied. What they are is one guy at one store, because of the policies of Walgreens, if it goes against religion, you shouldn't do that, and just bring in somebody else, which they did immediately and sold it. So now this has taken on its own life, including a headline that leads you to believe that you cannot buy birth control devices or condoms at Walgreens. Nathan, do you understand now why people don't trust media?
I definitely understand that.
I mean, why media, the faith in media has dropped to the lowest point ever. And this is one of the reasons for it. Another reason, AOC gets arrested, you know, because she's protesting abortion and all that. Fine. Well, when she gets arrested, and I talked about this, but here's another reason. NBC News puts a photo of her up with her hands behind her like she is handcuffed. She and another one of the representatives from the squad. And it looks like she's been arrested and drug off. Well, indeed, that didn't happen. The police said, asked them to move 3 times. They said no. They knew what was going to happen. They asked them, please move over here. 50 feet away, they gave him a ticket, for $50 for failing, you know, for blocking traffic or whatever it is. She was never handcuffed. And this came out with it looking like she and her partner there, her other squad member, had been handcuffed. And they hadn't. It wasn't until later that NBC went out and said, well, maybe she wasn't handcuffed. Excuse me. NBC, National Broadcast Corporation, been around for, what, 100 years? And they're putting this stuff out to anybody that watches their trash, but anybody that looks at it, and this is what you think. It was a false story, and they knew it. They knew it almost immediately because other people that were there, and they saw that, and they went, wait a minute, here's photos of her with her, she's got her hands behind her back. AOC says, hey, if you're going to get arrested, even if they don't handcuff you, you should put your hands behind your back. Well, maybe that's a great, you know what? Maybe that's a great idea. That way they can't say I'm resisting. Well, okay, maybe that's a great idea. But to publish nation and worldwide that one of our House of Representative members is handcuffed and drug away is just about as stupid as saying why birth control and condom sales at Walgreens are being denied. It's just not the truth. We should have a segment. Maybe I'll start that next week, called Real Truth. And take stories like this and just say, this is what the headlines say. This is what the truth is. This is the real truth. I don't know. Paul Harvey used to do, now the rest of the story. Now the rest of the story. And you can still buy condoms at Walgreens. So I just want you two to know this, my producers, because they are like wild men. You just can't buy them from a guy named John in this small town outside Minneapolis. All right? Colt 45's baseball ends next week, and we have... I'm not sure. There was no segue to this at all. It has nothing to do with buying condoms at Walgreens, Colt 45 games, except they are a lot of fun. If you haven't been out there and the season's ending next week, I've got tickets. I've got 4 tickets. I've got a family pack right here. And if 2 of you call, I'll give away 2 family packs at 4 tickets apiece. It's going to end next week, my friends, and the boys of summer are leaving. They're going back to college. They're going back to school. And the stadium is beautiful. The grass is green. You go there. The announcers are great. We, of course, broadcast every game. Hot dogs, hamburgers, wine, beer, snow cones, bling. It's all there. I mean, this is the best of small town baseball. You're not going to get it anywhere else. It's not Bull Durham. No, we don't have as much drama, but it's a great time. So anybody that wants tickets, give us a call. 605-4567. I'm more than happy to give away 4 tickets. If you want 6, if you want to take your extended family out, hey, I need 10 tickets, Carl. I've got that left. I have 10 tickets, at least 10 tickets left, so give us a call, 605-4567. Now, I'm going to do something we haven't ever done before. We're going to end the show on a song. And we talked about American Pie, 50 years. And it was written during a time of turmoil in our country. And we talked about how the anxiety level is so high in our country right now for so many things. Maybe it's time to listen to a song for like 2.5 minutes that was written a long time ago. Long, long time ago. That addressed turmoil and addressed questions that were going on. And I want everybody to have a great weekend. I want it to be a safe weekend. Remember how hot it's going to be. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure that if you take your dog for a walk, put your hand on the street. If it's too hot for your hand, it's too hot for the dog. Please, please, please be careful about leaving anything in your car, whether it's your animal, God forbid, somebody in there. Plants, don't put chocolate in your car. I got into my truck yesterday. It was 122 degrees in my truck. And that is crotch pot cookie. So, have a great weekend, and God bless America.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.